my God. There you go.
Salute, salute. What's up, my guy?
Roger Barnes in the building. What's up, kiddo?
Hey, man, you know me, man. Grinding, brother. Grinding. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. You know, just holding on, man. Just staying away from the negativity, all the fuckeries that's been happening in the past couple of years. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. We surrounded with it. You can't get away with it, yo. You can't get around that shit, yo.
You got, I hear you.
Got people, I hear jumping, you. Got people jumping on crates.
Yo, Roger, this is my partner, AV. He does the Tuesday nights here with me, man. You know, we just talk about what's going on in the world and everything, you know what I mean? And yeah. I told him I was gonna bring my man, Roger Barnes, to update us on, you know, what's going on in his life, you know what I mean? Especially with his son that's stuck overseas and whatnot. But before we get into that, man, mentally, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I gotta stay. You know what I'm saying? If I lose it, you know what I'm saying? Then it's lost. It ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grounded, man. You know, I'm staying spiritually right, emotionally right, mentally right, physically right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here, period. You know what I mean? As long as you keep that mind thought of just being happy to be here, it don't matter what level you on, man. You just happy to be here. I'm not happy in life. I'm just happy to be here, man, because if I'm here every day, then I could change it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, man. So when people ask you, yo, how you doing? If you say you doing bad, what you going to do? What they going to do? Like, really? All right, I'm not doing good. They going to look at you and say, yo, what's wrong? You know, what's the use of it? So when they ask you, yo, how you doing? Man, I'm good. Whether I'm bad, I'm good.
Yeah. For the people that don't know, man, go ahead. Let's start from the beginning of you know, your situation, what's going on, and let's put an awareness out there that, you know, we need to bring Kevin home, you know what I mean? Justice for Kevin, you know what I mean?
Oh, he home already. You know what I'm saying? That's my mind thought each and every day. You know what I'm saying? I think it into existence. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact that he's okay, you know what I'm saying? After 11 years, you know what I'm saying? You ask me how I'm doing mentally. And my thing is how I'm going to break down mentally when this kid is going through what he's going through and he ain't broke down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't broke down. You know, I showed a video last week, man, where he told the officer, he said, what's wrong? You want me to be sad? He said, you know, he gave her a piece of candy. He said, what's wrong? She said, you look happy. He said, why? I'm supposed to look sad? Come on, man. 11 years in Namibia, man, in that type of jail, underneath them type of circumstances, not being able to see your family and everything. And you tell her, yo, what you want me to be sad? I'm not going to give that energy. That's what he was saying. I'm not going to give that power over me. You know what I'm saying? So if he could do that, man, like, come on, Epps. This is small, what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I had to just make it known, man. That's why I had to make the move that I made, because to make a move when you're on top of your game is different than making a move when you're on the bottom. I was on the top of my game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's where it was hard. It was harder for that, and that's where the decision was, you know what I'm saying, like your son, you know, your career, what you trying to build up, or do you leave him? And I'm like, nah, leave him. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, I'm not mad at the brands or anything, because, you know, that's how society is. You know what I'm saying? When you push in certain brands, it's certain looks that gotta be given. You know what I'm saying? Your personal life is something different. You know what I'm saying? Maybe from what you decide to do in your personal life, it'll bounce off, because, you know, I look at it like when I come back, I'm going to come back bigger and better, because people going to say, yo, he stood for something just now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to believe in what he's saying. I'm going to take that shot, because I just watched this man walk away from a situation and stand for something that he really believed in. You know what I'm saying? And that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, how many stuff you did, you know, where people looked at your mother? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real? And your mother just stood there like, yeah, that's my son. You know what I'm saying? You know, in some of our cases, it's fathers, but you know, in my case, it wasn't that. In my case, it was the mother. You know what I'm saying? Who people whispered about when I came in because I might have did something bad. And she still stood up and was like, okay, that's my son. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I listen to so much. I get so many DMs, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Us as men, we like in like in a messed up situation. And it really took this situation for me to see how angry women are with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, really how angry they are with us, man. Like, I can sit here and tell y'all a million stories of a pedestal that a lot of these women put me on for standing up for my son. And I'm saying to myself, no, I think any man would do that. And they write me back, no, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? My son is on Rikers Island and his father's right here in the Bronx and he hasn't been to see him in a year. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know, my son is right down here on White Street in Columbia, my baby father, and I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of correcting to do. And it it's a lot of us that's out here doing the right thing, but it's twice as many of us out here doing the wrong thing. And I'm gonna be real with you. Sometimes it's the people that you around. You know what I'm saying? But right. you don't never look at that. Like, I never looked at this situation. I got people in that I deal with on a regular basis, man, who baby covers actually hit me. You know, I never knew them to that extent. Mm-hmm. But they like, yo, you know, I listen to what you're saying, Roger, and I see everything you're going through, but I seen you put up a picture with my baby father that, you know, this is his son or this is his daughter. He ain't seen him in the last 2 years. And, you know, I feel him, you know what I'm saying? And you know, sometime I come back at him, you know, I didn't know nothing about that. You know, I hope y'all get that together. But then I say something like that. Is it my situation or position to say something? Or do you walk away from it and leave that alone? And that's a question that I'm really asking y'all right now. Like, do you feel comfortable with that person in your circumference knowing that the other side of them is that individual that don't take care of their child? You know what I'm saying? So do you want to step up as their friend or as their man and say, yo, we, you know, such and such? Or do you just keep on rocking the way y'all rocking? Distance the two, but now that I've been through what I've been through, I can't look at no man the same if I know you not taking care of yours.
That's, yeah, you spitting facts, bro. I think it's very important. And before you came on, I asked F if, you know, if I could rock on this interview with you guys because you're such an inspiration. I mean, and especially a man of color, standing by his morals, having integrity. When F said, how you doing? You said, I'm doing good. Taking the burden, doing everything, having it on your back, standing for something, contemplating a career where you are flourishing, but having the abundance mindset to know you got to take care of what is important because when you come back, that's going to be waiting for you and more. So I salute you, bro. You know, you giving me strength. Prayers are with, you know, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
But what you're saying right now, bro, there's a lot of correcting that we need to do. And this is why Epps and I do this on Tuesdays, because it's not about bashing women. It's about holding everybody accountable. Men, women, identifying where you were lied to, who lied to you, deciding if you're going to be hold on to the lie or let go and be free and embrace the truth. When you embrace the truth, Roger, that's when you can make the change and be the proof that you want to see.
Right. You're right about that. 100% right. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this, man. It's like whatever's meant for you going to come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Sometimes things bad happen to us, but we never know if that bad thing happened to us is stopping us from something worse.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I look at the trouble that my son was getting into in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm running around working, as we all do. We work two or three jobs. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we think as long as our kids have things, you know what I'm saying, they gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
You know, and they don't understand our grind. You know, I'm in Miami one day, I'm in New York one day, I'm in this, I'm trying to grind for you.
You know? Word. I know.
And you don't get to see a lot of the things that's really going on and the really things that's happening. So I say to myself, I see the trouble that this kid was getting into, and I say, I didn't hear you calling. Because when you sit back, they be calling. But you that you ignoring it. You know what I'm saying? You ignoring it because you think what you got is more important. You know what I'm saying? I speak to a lot of kids now when I be going to the schools and I be talking to the kids. And I tell the parents, man, I say, listen, because it don't happen out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They call you before it happens. It's just that we don't listen. You know what I'm saying? We think whatever we got going on is more important.
Yo, very important. And I want to segue this to everyone who's listening too. This happens in relationships. Roger, you said something very important. It doesn't happen out of nowhere. In relationships, typically, a woman will break up with you. You acting like, what happened? The signs were there. You weren't listening because you were too busy doing what you need to do. Same with thing with the dynamic with your children. You ignoring the kid. Meanwhile, the kid is cutting herself in the bathroom. And you didn't know it's because you wasn't listening. Roger said something important. The Most High, maybe the trouble, the unfortunate circumstance that Kevin had, stopped him from doing something worse. And it allowed Roger to be aware and to be drawn to a calling. This is more fulfilling than the job you had because it's more purposeful. So the story's still being written. You know what I mean? So very powerful.
The story definitely being written. And like I said, I could have been going to a funeral. You know what I'm saying? In reality, I could have been going to a funeral for my son, more or less than him being in Namibia. So out of everything negative, I always try to pull a positive. People say, yo, why you always get... Because I'm always going to try to pull a positive out of the negative. It's always two sides to thinking. So I say, okay, my son is in Namibia. My son is locked up. Okay, but then I might get a phone call tomorrow. I could pick up Instagram and I see a 24-year-old, 23-year-old kid that got killed. And I say, shoot, damn, I'm glad I wasn't his parent or her parent. So it's always something that you could get out of it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as my son go, man, I'm going to be real. From y'all to a lot of people, man, I'm just thankful. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the real, I don't even have time to, like, slow down and worry about the people that didn't help or the people that did, because there's so many other people that did help. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different things that's coming out now that even the people in Namibia, you're going to always have people that come back with negative stuff. Always. You know what I'm saying? That's just two sides, but that's not going to count for all the DMs and all the positive stuff that I get. You know what I'm saying?
But,
and it's like, okay, and now it's like, so many people was being tricked by different, say, publications, different, oh, they got this, they got that, they got this. Why is this father going so hard when they know they got this, 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 that, and the other? And then now it's like, okay, what happened? I thought y'all had this, 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 that, and the other, and now it's coming out that you don't have this. So even their own people was looking now like, hold up, man, you just took 11 years. We understand. Now, let me just get that out. We understand it's a victim. We understand it's a victim. And I tell people all the time, I understand it's a victim. But evidence and people, and we see it more and more people doing 20 years, 30 years, 15 years and all this. And it was known from day one that these people were innocent. You know? But if you go back to that time, to the newspapers and to public opinion, they was crucifying that person. You know what I'm saying? But now they look at it and say, oh, shoot, that person. I mean, I watched the court show the other day where the guy came out court cam. And the dude said, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to come back in 5 years and I'm going to sue. And he was going crazy. And people say, yo, this dude crazy. He was guilty. But then at the end of the show, they say 2 years later, the person came back and they awarded him $2 million because he was innocent. But what they showed us was the guilty part. So, okay, he and caught Cam acting crazy. He tried to go at the judge. He's guilty. And that's what we do. The first thing that people say is, okay, what your son was doing in Africa. Okay, you don't ask about innocent or guilt. You say, what was he doing there? And I say, yo, is there some place that tells us we can't go nowhere? But we people, that's the first thing we think. Oh, they was up to something if he was way over there. Why does he have to be there? Because it's a place that you never thought about going to. It's a place that you don't have no connections to. And that's facts. We forget about the facts and we pay attention to other things besides, okay, it's the facts. And that's all I've ever asked. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, man. I've done time for manslaughter. So, and it was a manslaughter that I walked myself into because my best friend got locked up for it. And I called him and I said, yo, give me 2 weeks and let me get my priorities together. I said, in 2 weeks, I'm going to walk into the station with my lawyer and I'm going to let him know what happened. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the same way with my son. Man up.
Yeah.
That ain't what you come for, man up. So when I looked at him and said, yo, did you do this? Did you have anything to do with this? Which is two questions. You know what I'm saying? And he said,
right.
I didn't do it, and I had nothing to do with it. And that's all he had to tell me. And that's
it.
I decided to walk away from everything else, man, and really put on a show. Because I know that's what I got to do. I got to put on a show because people are not going to just gravitate to something that they can, something that they can't identify with. Something that they can't imagine that they would ever go through. Something that's going to tarnish them and something that's not popular. It's popular, they're going to run with it. And I just seen that through my own eyes after so long when Diddy just posted it and said, yo, it's an injustice. The people and the attention that I got from that was way more than any attention that I got in the last 10 years. And while I'm happy for it, I'm sad at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been fighting this battle for the last 10 years. But now you want to look at it and you want to look deep into it. Now, don't, like I just said, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? That people are looking into it and people are paying attention to it and people of stature are now paying attention to it. You know what I'm saying? And that was my whole thing all the time. If he's wrong, he's wrong. If he did it, he did it. You know what I'm saying? But if he didn't do it, and now we're going to present all the evidence to you to show you that he didn't do it. And when you sit there and say, yo, why I didn't get on this case earlier for this young man? Because for the last 11 years, this man been locked up with no gun, no DNA, no witnesses, no fingerprints, no nothing. Like anything that would say this man is guilty, they do not have. But it's just that it's not enough people of stature that look into the case. It's not coming from a rich family. You know what I'm saying? It's not coming from a person of that stature. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter. And that's what's going on in the world all around. I'm just happy to have friends like y'all, friends like Diddy, friends like other people that can bring it. But what about the people that don't? You know what I'm saying? What about the people that don't?
You know, I look at the video and I see how strong he's, you know, handsome young man, and he's, you know, very strong and he's keeping his head straight. And up, you know what I mean? How is the like the COVID situation over there affecting him and how they the food and everything else? How is he handling that type of situation?
Oh, first of all, the food. Like I told you before, they get peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast. They get porridge for lunch and porridge for dinner. So it is no food over there. A lot of people there get a lot of food from home. So Monday through Friday, you can get food from home. Saturday and Sunday, you can't. But if you're not from there, what can you eat? You know what I'm saying? They don't separate the pork meals from the halal meals or anything like that. So it's basically a blessing that my son does have a girlfriend there. You know what I'm saying? And what I do from here is I put money on the debit card, the green card, and she's able to go shopping for him and take him bread and different other things, different food, canned goods, stuff like that. But during COVID, they shut the whole jail down. So she wasn't able to do any of those things. So for like the last 6 months, kid lost around 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying? They don't have allowed meals or nothing like that. They don't let nobody bring him food. So he's just been eating the regular peanut butter and jelly, the regular porridge. The United States Embassy act like he's not sitting over there. And a lot of people ask me, they say, what about the embassy? And I tell people, I say, yo, this ain't TV. This ain't TV where, you know what I'm saying, you see the person in Europe somewhere or Pakistan trying to run to the embassy or not. This is real life.
Dude, and I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I definitely don't like porridge, man. I don't know how I would.
And that's what this kid has been living on. You know, of course, you know, he got friends there now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they get food in. So, you know, he gets food in. And then now the COVID is not over, but, you know, the doors are open there. So he's able to get food and different things. But the COVID situation right now over there is so bad. It's like super bad. Like, it's not even. Man, I got a video that I'll post, man, at the hospital. And you'll see everybody laying out. But, you know, and my son also has a heartbeat that skips. You know what I'm saying? It skips here and there. You know, he had to go to the hospital for that. He had, you know, a kidney situation. But it's like, yo, it's really like he's over there. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? I went to the embassy so many times that I stopped going. But, you know, now it's a blessing. You know, he's on trial now. You know what I'm saying? So that's the blessing. The blessing is that he was on trial all last week. He's not on trial this week. He's on trial starting Monday. But still is, I need so many people to tune in on this. I need so many people to hit him because you got different scenarios, Epps. You know, you got different things. You got people that say, okay, let's find him guilty because we've been holding him for 11 years. You know what I'm saying? Okay, if we find him innocent, you know, I put everything on the table. You know, you got to think outside of the box. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You got to say, this country been holding this American for 11 years, and if we find him innocent, the lawsuits and everything else that's going to come behind us and everything from the United States that's going to come behind us, okay, let's find him guilty. I'm like, this is where I'm at with it. And that's what I worry about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I worry about him being guilty. I worry about them finding him guilty.
Yo, listen, man, Roger, this is something that I want men to really look at. Facts over feelings. Notice what Roger said earlier. He asked his son because he has principles, he has morals. He asked his son, and once his son, he asked two different questions. Once his son answered the two questions, that was his decision to leave everything for everything. You understand? So now what he's saying is, it's about, Roger's a very energy-induced guy, I could tell. You manifest a lot, and words have power. It's not about knowing that he's guilty. Knowing that, thinking that they might find him guilty. He already knows in his mind. So now we got to manifest it. Everybody that's supporting him, Justice for Kevin, we got to manifest it so they can see it our way.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Walk for Kevin. I know something you've been doing lately.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I'm gonna tell you something. Money is great. Let's not get that out the way. Money is great, but moves people. So when people say, yo, what can I do for you? Of course I'm going to say prayer. But of course, you see me put up the other day, I put up 0000, which to me is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because people say, yo, but da, da, da. No, you still got to live your life. I still got daughters. I still got family. I still got, yo, how, okay, this, okay, I done ran through $200,000. I messed with it. So it's like, okay, what can you do? And I tell people all the time, I say money is great. Money gets people moving. But I really think energy is more powerful than all
facts.
You know what I
mean? All of that.
Absolutely. Money is great.
Certain, and certain people get it. But that energy, I've seen a
everything
walk into the room and change a person's thought.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. from the energy.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Just from the energy. So I tell people in the morning, get up, man, take a walk. You know what I'm saying? Put up the phone. You know what I'm saying? Because when I see it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something about social media. I'm going to tell you about phones. I'm going to tell you, I don't care where you at in the world. My son will see it. It ain't no place. If he don't see it, he'll hear about it. Because you got to remember, they got officers there. They got nurses there. They got everything. And they know this Justin for Kevin movement. Trust me, they know it.
That's what's up.
There's enough people in Namibia that talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's enough people posting about it. So they whisper in his ear. Now they know, okay, you're Kevin Townsend. You got people behind you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell everybody, they treat you different when you got people behind you because they just
facts.
Whatever they want to do to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the police when they won't beat you up because they know your lawyer going to be in the next hour. But if you a person they know ain't got no family, ain't got no nothing, take you in there and whip your ass. Same thing in jail. COs ain't going to, they know Saturday your mother or your girl coming to visit you. But if you ain't got somebody in there, you'll be in Potter's Field somewhere.
Yo, and that's what our people lack. Only time our people come together if somebody gets shot, injustice. But when we doing good, we doing good apart. What you said is strength in numbers. They treat you different when they know you got backing. So if y'all complaining about racial profiling, all this other shit, know that they know. You guys are by yourselves. But if we get stick together, we taking over everything.
Everything. But that's why they're going to divide and conquer. That's why they're going to offer you and not offer the other one. Because they know once that person get, oh, he don't care about them. He, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's why right. Muhammad Ali is so unique. They've never seen nobody of that riches, of that capability of getting riches, turn it down for his, you know,
right.
And people, a lot of people don't know, think about that. You know, Muhammad Ali said, yo, I see that boat over there. That boat over there costs $200,000. Mm-hmm. He said, that's nothing. I can get that. He said, what good is me getting that when my people is, so it's this, yo, it's, and I'm going to be honest with you. My mind thought wasn't always like this. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's up to us to get up in that age and then have lived their life,
right,
seen those things to reach back, you know what I'm saying, and really talk to the youth and really talk to the sons of the world and everything and say, look,
right,
you know, it's so many different things. I thought we grew up thinking a house was something great and you can get it. But yet with they $1,300 or $1,300 in the projects, not knowing we can get this house, but we could have got the 223 and by 50 it was paid for. Meanwhile, we went to houses at 38, 39, 40 and taking us 30 years to pay. It's so much knowledge that we get that we can pass on to the youth, man, but we still worried about the way we gonna live as whole. And I tell people, man, what you gave up your life in reality. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Reality is that child coming up and having a better life than you had. You know what I'm saying? But they got to respect you in order to do it. We can't say we are OG and we want to teach them, but when we run in the club, we jump up on the couch with them now and trying to run. You know what I'm saying? The same
yeah.
And got our, I got our underwear going and everything. But
yeah, I mean,
I want life, though. He looking at you like, or she looking at her like, well, you want to talk to me about life? Get your life. You know what I'm saying? We got and a lot of people don't want to live it because they want to keep up with it.
Right. That's it.
Guys,
and,
I think I'm
and that's where I'm at now. Right? Yeah.
I'm blurry over
very
there?
Very blurry.
Right, you're a little blurry. You're a little blurry.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I everybody hears y'all and everything. But we're gonna get ready to wrap it up, man. Roger, man, we appreciate you coming on the show, man, and talking to us. And before we get up out of here, man, is there any type of a message you want to send out to the world, to your friends, your family? You know what I mean? That you know, everybody's watching, man. So and they're listening. So you know, go ahead and let it out right now.
I just want everybody, man, to watch the outcome of this case, man. To post as much as you can, to hashtag as much as you can. Take a walk for Kevin, man, and just hashtag it. I don't care if you walk one block or 10 blocks. You know what I'm saying? Just something that you wouldn't do, man. Put it up, man. This is justice for Kevin, man. And basically, that's it, man. I just want y'all to work this movie. Watch this.
You gonna watch.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all gonna say, yo, I'm so happy that he stood by his son, man, because he's innocent. And that's it.
That's it.
And I'm thankful to everybody because this ain't my son. You know what I'm saying? My son and all of our sons, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Word.
And that's why my son, your child is my child. And that's the mind thought that we got to get back into as a whole if we're going to make a change. We got to start knocking back on each other's doors for sugar. You know what I'm saying? Instead of knocking on the door and somebody trying to shoot you, because you know we just got to get back to the basics, man. That's all.
Right.
Definitely, definitely.
I appreciate y'all.
Peace, Roger. All right, my nigga.
Roger, love y'all, man. I just want to say, man, thank you for you know holding me down as well, man. When it came to this, you know, DJ Epps and Friends and the live. And you know, I'm about to take a 2-week vacation after holding it down with a lot of celebrities, including yourself, coming on my live and helping me out make this the number one DJ show on Instagram. So I just want to say thank you, my brother.
Yo, we taking it back to Cameo.
Ah, let's go.
Fancy Cameo and all that. Come on.
Let's go.
We're rocking with that new Miami. We're keeping it the old Miami.
Word, yeah.
That sounds absolutely right. That's absolutely right, man. Peace out, man. We love you, Roger Bonds. Word up, man. Thank you, my brother.